to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode of the Second out of Alaska. Nice, beautiful, balmy day out here on the beach. It's running minus 12 degrees below zero. Almost time to get on the swimsuit and go out in the Kinect here and have a dip. Not sure where Desi is yet this morning. She must be out there bathing, of course, probably in Texas by now. It's probably up to 80 or 90 degrees, so she doesn't have the same problem that we have up here. Until she gets here, I would like to start off the show here talking about some of the most astounding things that we've discovered concerning the Internal Revenue Service and the IRS. It is just unbelievable. I just cannot believe that this has happened in my constitutional republic and nobody's caught on to what these guys have been doing. What they did, of course, after the Depression, probably made by the bankers and people controlling what's going on there, they got around. The people were clamoring, and, of course, it turned out to be a whole bunch of professors because I've been reading the congressional records of the Social Security Act of 1935. And, of course, it was the brain trust, some of these professors and other ones that were promoting having a Social Security system. And they tried to make it legal, and of course they can't. They divided it up into titles, and somehow when they make acts of Congress, dividing it up into titles somehow separates what's within the act.
Hi, Ralph.
Well, hello there. You're back?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured
I looked at the wrong clock.
I figured you were outside there sunbathing, like I was telling them.
I heard you full of you-know-what telling about your sunny, balmy Alaska.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, we always have to have, you know, it always helps to have on shows opposites, you know. So we got Alaska, the biggest state, and then we got that puny state of Texas, and then we have the balmy state of Texas, and then we got the other side up here. It's just a bit nippy, you might say.
All right, so back to the nasty people that did the Social Security Act.
Well, they set this up, and one of the interesting things I was reading in the congressional records, why they wanted to know why the industry didn't show up to give their comments about the negative effects because they were going to be taxed. And several of the senators said, well, that's quite simple. They're on the take right now. Do you think they're going to come in and bite the hand that feeds them? Because nobody, none of them objected, because that's what happens. Just like today, if you get around and fight the system, and if you're in it, next thing you know, you have no job. So anyway, they got this thing passed, but what's so astounding is that people probably have never read it, is that in Title 8 and Title 9, the enforcement arm of...
Ralph, you have to pay attention to the music. Can you...
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay. I assume we're back. The music's down. This is Desi Andrews, in case Ralph didn't say I was going to be on with him today, the great Ralph Winterroad. Our call-in line is 800-313-9443. And Ralph's going to lay the foundation on what we're going to talk about today, and then we'll welcome your calls. So go ahead with your Social Security and the bums.
Okay. Well, industry never showed up, so they went ahead and they passed this, and supposedly that it was going to be funded through Title 8 and Title 9 of the Social Security Act, which is 49 Stat 620 of 1935. And what's so astounding is that most people do not know that the IRS is the enforcement arm of the Social Security system.
Right. It was set up as the Bureau of Internal Revenue Service. Within the Social Security Act.
Yeah, they call it the Bureau of Internal Revenue. Of course, I think in 1954 they changed the number to the name to Internal Revenue Service, but it's still the same beast. Nothing's changed.
And it's simply the they are the collector for the Social Security.
Social Security, and the astounding part of this is, I've been working with the Internal Revenue Service and working with the subsidy regulations, and that's another story. But I could not believe when I got around and I found Babcock United States versus Babcock. I could just not believe what I was reading in there, and I'm pulling that up right now because I was eating here.
You don't tell everything you know, Ralph.
Well, yeah, I was just I was a little late getting up this morning because I get up early. But I read this in Babcock, and I could not believe this. And I'm going to read right out of this this Babcock case. This is United States versus Babcock, and it is a 19 case, and it's 20 U.S. 230 or 328. And I could not believe this.
Okay, that's 20 U.S. what?
Let me go back up to top here again. This is it's Babcock or United States versus Babcock, and the site on this is 250 U.S. 328.
Okay, go ahead.
And I could not believe what I was reading in there. It says these general rules are well settled that the United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts.
So you don't have access to the courts if you take advantage of a right against the United. Say that I never can remember it because I hate it so much. Say it again.
When rights are created against the United States for individuals, you have no remedy to the court if Congress so chooses to exclude you from the courts.
And so that's why we go to court and they don't hear us.
And it says farther in, it says that where a statute creates a right and provides a special remedy, that remedy is exclusive. And then it goes on farther to say, still the fact that the right and the remedy are thus intertwined might not, if the provision stood alone, require us to hold that the remedy expressly given excludes a right of review in the court of claims. Where the decision of a special tribunal involved no disputed question of fact and denial of compensation was rested wholly upon the construction of the act. What this translates into is that when they create rights called benefits.
Okay, a right against the United States.
A right, they create rights against the United States.
Is a benefit.
A benefit or a gratuity.
Okay.
And when they do that, because you can't sue the sovereign. Now, This happened back in 1792 in the Heyburn case. That was right at the very beginning for the Widows and Orphans Act. And it's a nice thing. We had a war there. We fought ourselves free, and so they were going to Congress was going to be good and pass the Widows and Orphans Act. And they passed it over to the Supreme Court of the United States. And they said, well, we can't do that. And they said the reason being is because we can't exercise judicial power of the United States because what they were wanting the courts to do is review who was going to get the claims, and in the final say-so was going to be the War Department, the Secretary of the War Department.
Uh-huh.
So we have the same issue today. In Title 42, United States Code, Section 405, down at H.
Okay.
Congress controls, it says, you can't access any tribunal, you can't do anything, any court, anything. This remedy is exclusive. And it says that the people that have this Social Security, that want the benefits, have no right to go to Title 28, 1331. Well, 1331 is our Constitution, our laws of the United States, and our treaties in the Code. Imagine if Congress can say, you have no access to our courts of law, the third branch. I just found it absolutely astounding. You can't get there on any constitutional issue. You can't get there on any laws of the United States. And regardless of what the treaty says, we totally control your access to the courts.
Okay, so what it says again is, the head note, the United States is not, by creation of claims against itself, bound to provide remedy in courts, but may withhold all remedy or may provide administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise.
Yeah, now you're quoting out of...
That's Babcock.
Yeah, and it's this is a case that is another interesting. There's two other cases I'd like to talk about this morning here. The next one is quoting Allen and Dismuke, D-I-S-M-U-K-E. This particular case is Allen versus Graham. A-L-L-E-N versus Graham. G-R-A-H-A-M.
And the site is?
And this is 446-E-2D-240. And this is out of the Court of Appeal of Arizona. But it is extremely concise in stating what the problem is, and it's standing on Supreme Court cases. And what it says is, welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine recipients of such grants. Under such circumstances, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts and may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. And that's quoting Dispuke and Babcock. Now, that's pretty astounding.
And so when people go to court and say, I got screwed, that's what happened, isn't it? The courts presume that they are taking a benefit, and therefore they have no remedy in a judicial court.
We have no courts of law today, because what they've done is they started off with, it sounds so great, oh, the government's here to help. I have a handout. It's somebody else's money, right? For a pension.
Right.
So then what we do when we start this, we get everybody on the take, most people are there, and everything was going fine, except in the 1980s, the state of California tried to get out. Now, Alaska, in 1980, removed itself from the Social Security system, the whole state, and a bunch of the municipalities that chose to follow at that time. And what Alaska does, they take the money that would go to Social Security, put it in an annuity, a fund with your name on it, the state matches it, and they take it out into the market and make money with it. And then when you reach a certain age, you then can take that money, $250,000, or our judges in 15-year retirement. They are guaranteed to be millionaires in 15 years, minimum. Now, that's pretty good. You offer somebody, in 15 years, you'll be a millionaire. And by the way, that money is going to be yours. Now, because on top of that, you get your retirement after you reach a certain age, and you have to wait to get a certain age to take the money out. And, of course, you get the medical and the other little bennies that go along with it. But California tried to get out. They said, this is a contract, and we have a property right. Well, they didn't understand the problem. And that's why it's so important to read a lot of these Supreme Court cases, because the justices will tell you what's going on, if you'll take the time to read it. And the issue was that there's no contract. What Congress said is, we offered a benefit, and we reserved the right to amend, repeal, or alter this thing, whatever we wanted to do with it. They kept that clause in there. Well, that tells you right there that you've opened Pandora's box, because who would go into a contract where you're going to take money, which is property, and give it to somebody on the possible benefit of getting some of it back? So what Congress did is, in the 80s, all of a sudden the people were wising up and finding out that Social Security, are thinking that Social Security might not be there, that they could take the money and put it somewhere else and have it in their own name, and they'd be better off, have their own pension funds, and they could control it, and then they could pull the money out. So the numbers of people in the Social Security system was going down. Well, Congress says, we can't have that, because that's going to unfund what we're doing, because that would be unfair to the other workers, employers and employees, especially the employees, because then they're going to have to pay a higher amount of money. Well, of course, because Congress has been stealing the money, because it goes to bond the Federal Reserve. It's one of the things that we got that out from a guy in Alaska, and it's right in the act that they can use that to send over to the Federal Reserve, so it's bonding these privately held banks. So Congress amends the act and says, y'all can't leave no more. And because there's not a property right there in the contract, the Supreme Court said, you're right. You knew, eyes open, what you were getting into, and you're stuck, and you can't leave. So the state employees cannot leave the Social Security system. So they locked all of these states in. No contract, but they said, because you bet off on this, and we had it open-ended that we could alter the contract. Not a contract. We can just alter the statute, our benefit.
Okay, here comes the music, Ralph. Anybody who wants to call in, it's 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, Ralph, we're back again. This is Desi Andrews on with Ralph Winterode. And Ralph is exposing today. He's telling you exactly why we don't have any access to the courts, why we don't have any rights, and why they tax us to death. Okay?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, so California couldn't leave, and people think that these rights are something to do vested rights or constitutionally secured rights, and all they are is a benefit. You have no standing to go and sue, almost without exception. There are a few exceptions, but basically there's nothing to do in the courts. So once we get these people trapped with their Social Security number, in 1948, of course, we've got people on the take. Well, then they swap the name of the courts over from the United States District Court from the District Court of the United States to the United States District Court. And we change the rules of the court to include territories, because we're getting it down now that we don't need to worry about having real true courts of law, because we get everybody on the take. And to make sure, well, let me back up here. The thing that is really important is this whole concept of the administrative state, and boy, it's taken a while for this to be able to visualize so that I could prove it.
And folks out there, don't think that Ralph jumped right onto this. He fought it for a long time.
Congress can offer benefits and create rights against the United States. Even the states can. They can step outside, but Congress can step outside the Constitution and offer benefits. the welfare state. And there's nothing unconstitutional about it because we don't have to volunteer. Well, of course, tried to get along without a Social Security number today. They went bank account they wanted, and I traced it down to the birth certificates made by the American Bar Association, which I'm finding is at the head of this stuff. The birth certificates, they want a Social Security number, so that goes over to your child enforcement folks. When you get married, you go. They want a Social Security number. That goes over to the child enforcement.
And all this stuff does is when they bring up the Social Security number, it just means that you were one that wanted to trade your rights for benefits, correct?
Well, right. What we've done is we have a birthright, and we've surrendered it, our birthright, to have a benefit, to be taken care of. So no matter if I get laid off, if I have workman's comp, I have a child that's disabled, whatever happens to me, government's there to offer me some assistance.
Big Daddy's there. Listen, let's take a call, Ralph, and then you can get on just a second. Dave in Arkansas? Hello?
Hello, Desi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Long time no speak to.
How are you?
Oh,
I mean,
great.
Great.
Hi,
what?
Ralph.
Hello there, Dave.
Yes, sir. What you're covering is exactly what I'll be covering in my seminar March the 4th in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
There you go.
And the theme of this is, I'm borrowing a witticism from Will Rogers, it ain't so much what you don't know as in accepting as true what ain't so.
Isn't that the truth?
And by the way, I'm launching this, and let's all help each other out and get involved. I'm launching Operation Full Disclosure for Income Tax Liability.
Which will be?
And you can check this out on my website, www.nomoreserfs.com. That's S-E-R-F-S.
Okay.
Civics 101, parts 1 through 4. And I'll be posting, within a week, just the very issues that we're talking about. And by the way, published by West Group, 1998 edition, Federal Criminal Code and Rules.
Uh-huh.
Rule 54C, application of terms. As used in these rules, the following terms have the designated meanings. Quote, unquote, Act of Congress includes any act of Congress locally applicable to and enforced in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico in a territory or in an insular possession.
Uh-huh.
And state includes District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, territory, and insular possession. Okay. Is the Social Security Act an act of Congress?
No, it's a resolution, and it only included the states Hawaii, Alaska, and the District of Columbia when it was written.
I understand, of course, the Social Security Act was struck down unconstitutional twice by the Supreme Court, and it came back in just not too much later. It was brought in as an agreement with the International Labor Organization.
Well, what it technically is, it is a law of the United, or a law of Congress. It is not a law of the United States. A law of Congress is where Congress has plenary power, as in territories, possessions, District of Columbia, military issues, forts, arsenals, post office, those sort of areas.
And so
right.
It sits outside the Constitution.
It is.
Congress.
Well, if it's a true law of Congress, it's where it has plenary power, and that's outside of the several states, but it's
right.
Within the power,
right.
The constitutional provisions of what Congress can do.
Well, that's why I teach that political status is so very, very important.
Oh, it's extremely important.
I haven't got to that yet.
And without, citizen of the United States, that's mm-hmm. defined in 26 CFR 1.1-1. Okay? That's who's liable.
Right.
And well, that's a voluntary political status. One cannot be forced into that status.
Okay, now you're stealing Ralph's thunder, so we're going to go to a break again. And, Dave, we appreciate your calling in. And what was your website again?
www.nomoreserfs.com.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, Ralph, you wanted to make a point.
Yeah, well... The concept of the administrative state is extremely important. And the concept is that Congress can offer benefits outside the constitutional protections that we have in our Bill of Rights. The courts, though, are bound to operate within the constraints. They cannot leave the Constitution under any circumstance. They're not supposed to be out there. The executive power also, because the other one is judicial power. That's what Hayburn case and Muskrat and a whole bunch of those cases were. As the court said, we cannot leave because we have to exercise judicial power where our decisions are the final determination and nobody can overturn them. And we can render decisions and interpret the law. So the courts can't leave. So this is the first clue that you see, well, you've got to finish all of your administrative processes before you can talk to the court. The second issue is that the executive power cannot leave the Constitution. So this is Congress gets around being usurping the executive and judicial since the Civil War, and the judicial has never been challenged yet. The executive was challenged in Myers versus the United States in the 1920s, and they slapped Congress's hands. So, but this is the reason the executive power cannot leave the Constitution. That's in Title V, 105, where they create the department. So in
what they do is, or I'm sorry, 101, then 105, they make all of the departments be agencies. They're executive agencies, but people think they're executive agencies in the executive departments or under the presidential, under the executive power. That's wrong.
And they're not. They're under Congress.
They're all under Congress because only Congress, so they set up the scheme of an agency. This is their agent out there pounding on us. And the only way that they can reach back within the Constitution are called substantive or substantive regulations that have force and effect of law that are authorized by Congress. So this is the game plan of the whole scam of what's going on in America. They have created an administrative state, so we have Congress offering benefits, and then we have the agencies out there, and then what they do is they re-delegate back into, delegate, if you had an office, you can't delegate your office. But what Congress does is through cooperative agreements, they say to the states, it's right in the Social Security Act, and they're in every phase of anything we do, they have state plans.
Okay, I want to really go into the state plan in depth because they're so insidious. Let's talk to Lewis first, and then we'll go to the state plans. Okay, Ralph?
Okay.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Desi. How's it going? Hi, Ralph.
Hello there.
Miss both of you guys.
What?
I miss both of you guys.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're missable, aren't we, Ralph?
We are. Yeah. I've had a lot of people say they'd like to miss me.
They'd like to miss you. I don't think the cop's saying that.
Well, last count, let's see, I've got 84 traffic citations, and they don't want to they don't want to go to court with me much anymore. I got two of them. Anyway, what's your question, Lewis?
Well, I don't have a question. I just wanted to add to your thing on the Social Security. Got a good statute for everybody to write down. 20 CFR section 404.1905. Each agreement shall contain provisions for its possible termination. If an agreement is terminated, entitlements to benefits and coverage acquired by an individual before termination shall be retained. The agreement shall provide for a notification of termination to the other party and effective date of termination. Also, if you look at Treasury Regulation...
Wait a minute, Lewis. So that's 20 CFR what?
20 CFR
mm-hmm.
Section 404.1905.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something. You know the government's actually admitted in writing that the Social Security number is the mark of the beast? Have you seen Title 42, Section 666?
Yeah, we sure have.
Subsection A, exemptions?
yep, we're kind of familiar with that one.
Well, the government tells us the truth. So if you have an exemption under the Social Security, you want to cite Title 42, Section 666, Subsection A is your exemption under religious... belief, but also Congress, you know, at the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations, 20 CFR, Section 404.1905, provided a way to terminate your Social Security number. That is mandatory. There's another one, I forget the number of the other one now, that's discretionary, which a lot of the patriots are using. You don't want to use the discretionary one. You want to use this one, and it's a mandatory. So that's just something I wanted to bring up.
Okay, that's good to know, Lewis. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
I haven't done that yet, and I'm going to be doing that, and I, quote, received the social slave check because I'm 63. But I did it quite interesting. I put in an affidavit and put in I was not a citizen of the United States, which you absolutely cannot be, and you're stateless if you have that because Congress just makes it up. They don't even enter office in that status. That's what's even more astounding because I got their document. You can't be a citizen of the United States, and you absolutely cannot be a registered voter and under your signature say that you want them to rule you. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I am going to kill this, what I think now is the trust, because we are third-party beneficiaries. That's what the Supreme Court has said. We are a third-party beneficiary, but we don't have any standing here.
Right. I agree with that. And you want to look at Griswold versus United States, where they pretty much stated that a person that has a Social Security is a trust. That's 36 Federal Supplement, page 714.
Okay.
Griswold versus United States. A person with a Social Security is a trust.
Right.
And restriction and use of Social Security numbers, you can look at 5 CFR, Chapter 1, Section 293.105. And also 4 CFR, Chapter 1, Section 83.9. Both these sections lay out that nobody can require you to use your Social Security number unless the law specifically states disclosure is required. And it says individuals apt to voluntarily provide their Social Security shall suffer no penalty or denial of benefits for refusing to provide it.
Well, I don't think the problem is providing it, because they've got it in all their databases and they've got it on everything, and any one of these goons can pull it up at an instant's notice. And so I don't think we ever have to, like, if they booked you into jail or anything, you can keep your mouth shut about Social Security and they'll just pull it up on their machine.
Right. That's why you want to create your own affidavit of revocation of Social Security.
Yeah, exactly.
Affidavit notice of termination, an effective date of termination, citing 20 CFR section 404.1905, and you can terminate your Social Security account.
Well, I'm going to be doing it, and then somebody will have, we're going to find out how it all works, because I don't ask people to do these things. I go walk the walk, and I want it, because they can have that social slave check. If I get free, they can have every benefit. I don't want anything. I don't have bank accounts. I don't have credit cards. I don't want any of this stuff. I just want to be free like I'm supposed to be, and then they can go do their thing, and I'll do my thing.
Okay, thanks for the call, Louis. Appreciate you calling in. Okay?
Yes.
So, now.
Well, anyway, back to the agency stuff, and I actually have a Supreme Court case in Alaska that this is when I first wise caught on, that they actually were talking about an executive agency, because in Alaska they created the Administrative Procedures Act, but what they did, they created a whole government under temporary and special acts in Alaska. Alaska's unique because we came in so late and we never even got a smell.
Yeah, they didn't even pretend anymore.
No, they laid it right out in the front, and they created a whole, quote, government on temporary and special acts with the Constitution of the State of Alaska, which is one of the greatest fascist and communist documents you could ever assemble, because it's absolutely worthless. Don't even make good, I mean, it doesn't even make good toilet paper. It's so bad. But they created this administrative state. And it's right. I mean, they just laid it out that we're creating this, and in this, and in the executive side, here's all the things. And there's no governor. There's no executive power is involved. He is out of the loop. Totally. Unbelievable. It's just shocking. They call them executive agencies. They're the executive agencies of Congress. They have nothing to do with the executive power of a governor or of the president of the United States. That's what people keep thinking. It says executive. Well, it must be in the executive side.
Yeah,
well,
people think branch, and it's not.
Well, the obvious logical question when you stop and logic, just some simple common sense. If I were sitting and I had a department and I had executive power, that's the top of the food chain in the Constitution. I am going to somehow demote myself to becoming an agency, and an agency mandates that there's two parties. If you're an agency, there's got to be a master servant, attorney client. There's got to be two parties involved. Why would I be subservient when I'm the top dog on the rung? It's illogical.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
Well, it's because we don't stop and think, and we have... You go read your newspaper, you listen to the news, everything, you will find the word agency just used over. Well, the next question is, who are you an agent of? We have law enforcement agencies. Well, who are you an agency of? Who's the other principal? Well, of course, it's the legislature, because we've got it right out of the regulations that they don't want people to see, but we've got it out of the Wasilla Police Department that they are professionals at making citizens arrest. And they're working for the legislature.
Okay, but, you know, the Social Security Act, and by the way, you know, people really resist this. I know Ralph did. I have a friend who's been saying Social Security to me for years, and I've read the Social Security Act a number of times, but I really didn't. You know, one can read it without understanding. And then Ralph objected to this for quite some time. And then when he discovered it was Social Security, when he read the Social Security Act, he said, gosh, it's Social Security. And what I didn't pick up until Ralph did in the Social Security Act is all the state plans. Everything is state plan, state plan, state plan. And I mean, I read it, but it didn't mean anything to me. So what we've done is we've gotten the state plans. Ralph got the first one that we've got in Alaska. And we've picked up interagency plans and state plans here in Texas. And these are just unbelievable. Because the state plans lay out exactly how they get paid. The federal government comes into the states through these agreements and pays them to do the federal government's business. And it just lays it out. It's just absolutely contract law in the state plans. And everybody needs to start putting in information requests for their state plans in the state where they or that they think they live in a state. They don't really, but in the thing you think is a state, you need to get all the plans to see all the arrangements with the federal government that all the states do.
Well, if they will get the state plans in their state, and a good place to start is your child enforcement, but everything's tied into it. Your food chain, your gas, everybody's got these cooperative agreements, and they're actually, like, an agreement is beyond a contract. And the first one that we got up here, the state plan, and then I got the one with the Alaska court system. Of course, the thing doesn't even exist. But they have the child enforcement folks paid the state of Alaska's Alaska court system $419,000 last year. Now, they don't pay for the salary. Oh, that's a little bit too direct, because we wouldn't want to tarnish the judge, right? Or they don't pay for the clerk. They pay for the fancy chair, the telephones, the building, the rent, and all of the other things. Now, he has an interest in the outcome of these cases. Not only that, within the act, his decisions go down to Region 10 Social Security Director, which looks him over in Seattle, and if his decision doesn't ring true with what the feds want, then they withhold money, because that's how they control people. They withhold money from them. They penalize them, just like a child at home.
And that's
I'm going to take away some of your allowance because you didn't do your dishes on time.
And that's why all these court cases go against, you know, people say, I got screwed in court. Well, you don't know what happened in court. What you don't know.
Well, you don't know that these guys are both in business to make money, because the judge has a financial interest in the outcome of the of what's going before them.
And he gets his hand slapped and his budget cut if he doesn't rule like the director in that area in Seattle says
and
he should.
It's actually signed up in the thing that he is to abide by all regulations of CSED, the Child Support Division in Alaska. He's supposed to abide by everything these guys come up with. Unbelievable. This judge has got his hands bound. He unequivocally has no office. That's where the powers and duties in Alaska. He has no oath of office as a public officer. I've got them all in Alaska except for the last few. He has no civil commission. He's never been appointed under the signature of anybody. He gets a, hey, how you doing letter that the governor puts out, and they don't even put the letterhead or it's signed. It's just stamped. I mean, it is a total shadow government. It's the administrative state, and we haven't figured it out yet. And your driver's license, just like I'm going to court tomorrow on a driver license issue with a native village driver, and on the complaint, there's a social security number, and I raised Cain the last time, and they won't even touch it. They won't even address the word social security number.
Yeah, that's the same. That social security number on that ticket shows proof that you're taking a benefit, and that's presumption, and therefore you're not going to have a remedy in that court.
That's your status, because they have attached it to everything that you do, and it's like an insurance policy. When you put the number forward, that is the standard of review, your status with which you have voluntarily entered into, supposedly, right?
Right.
You betcha. I entered into it with I remember when I started working at 20 years old for Public Service Company of Colorado, I figured it out. I said, I would have $250,000. I want to do this. A guy from Public Service Company of Colorado said, well, you've got two choices. You will either sign up and join in, or you can walk out that door. Well, I wanted a job, so what do you do?
You do what everybody thinks. The thing that kills me is the employers are implicit in this, but the employers really don't have any idea that they just think it's really something they have to do. And that, the employers are responsible for the slave trade almost more than anybody else.
Well, if you read very carefully, what they've done is, in these cases and what these congressional, it's about business and industry. And so how they get you, supposedly, to make it look legal is, well, you go get it. Everybody's got to have a business license. So as soon as you step into that world, then you become an employer, and the folks that are working for you are an employee. But there are a couple of ways that, and it's amazing, like I say, it takes a long time. When this stuff starts peeling off, it's peeling off so quickly. But Coppage versus the state of Kansas, or state of Kansas versus Coppage, C-O-P-P-A-G-E. Money is property. And this is the way that most people obtain property. Property is a constitutionally protected right. So they cannot take my property. I'm within the Constitutional Republic, the house of that, and that right, and take it for a benefit. If I choose to say, I am not going to take your benefit, I want nothing to do with your benefit, I am not a citizen of the United States, and you can go to Title 5, 552, and you will see a citizen, individual, which goes back to receiving a federal benefit. I don't want anything to do with your benefit. Y'all have a nice life. Thank you very much. What you should be, if, of course, in Alaska we don't have it, but maybe Texas would be closer.
Okay, Ralph can't hear the music, folks. That's why I keep telling him. Ralph, here's the music. Jeff in New Mexico. We'll get to you after the break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Does look right on. Okay, we're back. This is Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterode. Jeff in New Mexico, what have you got to say?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if Ralph thinks the Securities Exchange Commission or Consumer Protection Agency, if they're doing anything worthwhile.
Well, that's like asking me, do we think that the police do something good up here? They all do some good. But, the bottom line is, who are they and what is a real alternative? It's like the police. They're nice and friendly on certain issues. Yeah, they increase the public safety, but then you stand up to them, and next thing you know, when I do the MIN arrest, am I free to go? And, oh, another one of them constitutionalists. Oh, really? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, because you mentioned privatized pensions will give a better return than Social Security on a person's contributions.
Well, it's your money. It should be up to you to do what you want to do with it.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, like yesterday, I reported a mutual fund company for accounting irregularity to the Securities Exchange Commission.
They're not interested.
Well, they're going to send me out a complaint form.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told them on a $2,007 holding of shares of this, it's called the Tamarack Value Fund. The fund manager has said that I had gotten around a $450 capital gains and dividends for 2005. But what they did when they reinvested that money, they simultaneously lowered the net asset value by several dollars per share from what it had been just days prior to this, even though the overall market hadn't gone down nearly that much.
Well, that's how they do dividends, man.
Well, see, what you have to understand is the SEC and those are called independent establishments.
Mm-hmm.
They have been established outside the Constitution with no overview because it's just too complicated, and they would be better if no political party could get to them. So they control us or things that we do, and there's no oversight in them other than the regulations that Congress gets to okay. Isn't that amazing? Independent establishments. By the way, those were started after the Civil War, and the Civil Service Commission is the very first independent establishment outside the Constitution of the United States.
So they're not there to help you.
They're not there to help you.
Well, you know, in a way, I think that everybody is on public assistance because the government controls how much money to put into circulation, whether it's gold and silver coin money or whatever, you know, and the lazy and stupid people getting guaranteed a certain small amount of yearly income if their parents can't give them anything.
Well, Jeff, I would disagree with you on the very premise of that because the government doesn't do anything. Some agency does. The reason for all these interagency agreements and these state plans is there is no government. Everything is a business. It operates in commerce, and it does it by interchanging contracts with one another. And if they were a government, they wouldn't need the contracts. And I say it all the time. If people would stop calling what this thing is a government and call it a business and an agency like it is, we'll get through this a lot faster.
What it is a provisional military government set up since the Civil War, and it's in commerce, and these guys are using just like in Iraq, we're over there, we're exercising a police power over those folks over there, and that's what these guys are doing to us. And the word is called paramilitary. And these cops are paramilitary. They will tell you that. You ask them, are you paramilitary? That is a police system outside constitutional provision.
So good luck on the SEC doing something for you, Jeff. I doubt it. Seriously. I think I hear the music again. I think it's the top of the hour and the break. So, Mike and Marilyn, if you want to hang on, we'll get to you after the hour. And, Jeff, thanks for calling.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.